is entrepreneurship for you? While it might be the best strategy for some people, being a coach or consultant or other service-based entrepreneur might not be the best strategy for you. So whether you're thinking about leaving your corporate job and venturing out on your own to do something similar or maybe very different than what you're doing now, or if you've already taken the leap to start your own business and would like to get more clients, this is the place to be. Life After Corporate is your place to get your step-by-step path to replacing your six-figure salary as a coach or consultant. Buckle up, my friend. You're going to launch school. Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome back to another episode of Life After Corporate, my friend. And if you're here for the very first time, welcome home. This is the place to be if you want to launch and grow a successful service-based business. And I know it's not easy to make this transition from a healthy paycheck to wanting to start over from scratch and build your own business. And I know this path is not for everyone, but for those it is for, it is incredibly rewarding. And personally, I love being in control of how I spend my time, how I get to make money, and how I make an impact with my work. And if we don't know each other, I'm Deb Boulanger, and I've been launching premium services that were easy to sell for more than 25 years. Packaging solutions as products is literally one of my favorite things to do. My other favorite thing to do is cooking, and they're really similar. They're both about putting together the right ingredients to get a delicious result and then have raving fans who can't wait to come back for more. I literally just did that with my own business, which I launched nearly 9 years ago. And when I left my corporate job, I came armed with a toolkit. I knew what to do to find my focus, to test out my ideas, and land on a packaging and pricing model that was easy to sell. And in this special series for Life After Corporate, which I'm calling Launch School, I'm sharing it all with you. This is the first of 4 training sessions in this masterclass series, where I'll be teaching you how to successfully make the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur and replace the salary you leave behind. Does that sound good? I'd love to hear from you. Drop me a note, send me a private message in Instagram or Life After Corporate. Let me know if you think this is a good use of your time to go to launch school. I didn't always know I had this special talent for finding out what people really want to buy. And when I first started developing packaging and pricing services, which was more than 20 years ago, more like 27 years ago, I was well known in the company I was working for creating products. And by products, I mean package service offerings that were easy to sell, and they were sold at a high price point to our corporate clients. And one day, instead of creating a great product concept and handing it over to a product manager to grow, I just wanted to own the whole thing. I wanted the entire product line. I wanted the sales quota. I wanted the people. I wanted all of it. I wanted to be the person in charge of meeting our revenue goals, and I couldn't fail because I felt like all eyes were on me as one of the only women in the company to have ownership of a business unit. And in the beginning, I was asked to turn around this failing product in the portfolio. It was once at $12 million, and then it was down to 8, and then 4, and it was really falling fast. And by reaching out to key clients in our market, I quickly figured out what was missing. I relaunched, rebranded, and created an entire new program that cost twice as much as the original product. Literally 2x as much as the original. It was also twice as much as the nearest competitor's offering. But what was different, it was exactly what people wanted, and they were happy to pay for it. Our business started growing so quickly, I had to hustle just to have enough people to service the growing client list. And at any given point in time, I had 9 to 12 job openings. It was insane how quickly that program took off in the market. And within 30 months, just shy of 3 years, we had hit $32 million in revenue. And that's when the light bulb went on inside of me. I knew how to launch things. At the same time, there were a lot of challenges going on in my life. I was getting a divorce after 25 years, you know, so maybe you know Life After Corporate, and you know Deb, the business coach. You might not know Deb's personal life. So to reveal a little bit of that to you, the same time I was growing this incredible business in the corporate world, my marriage was falling apart. I was getting a divorce after 25 years, and I had a 13-year-old son at the time. And my mom was still alive then, and her dementia was progressing really, really quickly. And my sister needed some backup support with getting mom settled in assisted living. And I was really personally tired of living on the road and not being present for my family. And now that I was a single mom, I wanted to be visible in my son's life. And it turns out that I had the privilege of being the class parent representative for his last 2 years in high school. It took me only a few weeks to get my first coaching program off the ground and into the market. And after shifting my market position a couple of times, and now 8 years later, I have more than replaced my corporate salary in my business coaching and consulting business while expanding my team. And looking back, there were many other women with a passion to create a business who didn't have that roadmap. I came equipped with that experience from the corporate world. I knew exactly what to do, in what order, in order to launch a business. And so many women didn't have that experience. But when I was in a mastermind program out in California for new entrepreneurs, and we had invested a serious amount of money in that program, that year-long program. I think it was around $10,000. And I looked around the room, and there were many women there with a passion to create a business who didn't have a roadmap, and they didn't really have a business. They had an idea, and they weren't destined for success. No one was willing to tell them that their big idea wasn't likely going to work. So they sign up for course after course. They follow the coach's process to the T, but then they launch a business and they don't make any money. And many of them ended up burning through their savings and actually going back to get a job. And that's when it hit me. I could solve that problem. I could launch a business that actually taught the business launch process to other women who are thinking about making the leap from corporate to entrepreneur. And that's when the Launch Lab was born. And since then, we have taught hundreds of women who are looking to launch businesses and have celebrated dozens of coaches, consultants, and other service business owners who have graduated from the Launch Lab. So there's a reason so many women are turning to entrepreneurship as a lifestyle business to take control of their income. First of all, you get incredible freedom. And I'm sure that some of you who are listening are thinking about the time in COVID when perhaps you were working from home for the first time, this elusive work-life balance that you were looking for suddenly was there. It was available to you, but under these bizarre circumstances of being in a pandemic and being in lockdown and having our children home and homeschooling. So, you know, what we realized is that most of the jobs lost, 5 million jobs were lost in 2020 to women because they couldn't handle both the burden of what was happening at home, what was happening because of the pandemic, and what needed to happen in the office. But many of them got the taste of, maybe there's something here. Maybe I could create my own business where I had more balance. Maybe I had more freedom to spend time with my family. I could work from anywhere. So for many of us during the pandemic, we became digital nomads. We left cities. We set up compounds in the country with our pods so that we could stay safe during the pandemic and still be productive. Well, entrepreneurship gives you that freedom, that nomadic freedom. You can be a digital nomad and work from anywhere. There really is limitless potential for what you can do with your talents, with your expertise, with your passion when you have the right business model. And you can make an impact with your work and earn more than enough. There's no glass ceiling when it comes to owning your own business, my friend. You are in charge. And if you don't know me, you might not know that Diane von Furstenberg is a huge role model for me. She is the woman in charge. I frequently wear her in charge necklace. She created her business based on one little wrap dress. And she says, if you ever listen to her, and somewhere on my Instagram feed is a clip of Diane in person when I saw her speak on a panel. And she says she dresses for the women in charge. And she created that little black dress because she wanted to be in charge of her own income. And that freedom to be in charge of the money you make and how you spend your time is just such an incredible confidence builder. And I wouldn't trade it for the world. I mean, I literally wake up every day so charged. It's like, pinch me. I get to do this. I get to impact people's lives. I get to create my own business, my own way of earning a living. And I'm impacting people's lives. And that's so incredibly rewarding. Yet, I also want to be fully transparent here. It's not all a bed of roses. There are some hidden challenges to this path. There's 2,000 women a day who are launching new businesses. And the sad truth is that 88% of these women-owned businesses are actually earning under $100,000, under six figures. And most women-owned businesses are in the services space. And when I learned that there's a bigger revenue gap in entrepreneurship with women than there is a wage gap in the corporate world, it's like 260% wider because women entrepreneurs are earning only 30 cents to the dollar of revenue compared to all small businesses, meaning small businesses owned by men. And 75% of all new businesses will fail. And they fail for one unnecessary reason, and that's no market need. No one wants to buy what they're selling. And when I discovered this, I wanted to put my own talents to good use and help women launch successful businesses from the start. So the goal of this series called Launch School is to show you the critical steps that you need to take to replace and grow your six-figure salary as a coach, consultant, or course creator, or any other service-based business. This is the stuff that I've been doing for dozens of years, and nothing has replaced it as a better strategy. You know, sometimes it's just good business sense. It's just plain old good marketing or good business development. And even though I had been launching new services for dozens of years, and I had hired a coach and joined a mastermind group when I first started out, I'll be honest, I still struggled with making more than $50,000 those first couple of years. So don't judge yourself. If you're struggling, if you've already made the leap and you're making sales, but you're not making enough sales, don't judge yourself. I've been there. It was scary. I was starting to burn through my retirement savings. And as a single mom, I knew I couldn't do that for very long. So then I just stopped. You know, I just stopped. I had a come to Jesus moment with myself. And I said, Deb, you know, you have to go back to basics. Go back to what you already know, which is how to find the problem that everyone else is missing and to deliver it in a way that's easy to get. Everyone who followed that same system got the results that they wanted. So this is how you launch your coaching or consulting business that's positioned for growth, where you can replace your six-figure salary and you won't burn through your retirement savings. You find the gap in the market that everyone else is missing. And if you're taking notes, or just make a mental note here that you need to find the gap. the way to stand out. And if you think about it, there are hundreds of thousands of coaches that are being churned out of these coaching academies. There are consultants that are jumping on the latest corporate challenge, you know, whether it's DEI or social responsibility or any number of very prevalent, very real corporate challenges, the changing workforce, the new hybrid workforce of people working from home and working in the office. So there are hundreds and thousands of consultants emerging from the sidelines coming out to solve those problems. So you need to find a gap in the market. It could be an emerging problem that no one has yet cracked the code on, or a business or a service model in need of a new perspective. When you learn how to create an in-demand service offering, you can do it over and over again and repeat that same success. It's like revenue insurance, my friend. Then you become the woman in charge. You get to work when and where you want to choose to work and choose who you work with and what you charge for your services. Does that sound sweet? It certainly is. And it's available to you. It's exactly what we're covering in these next few sessions, the overall process for how to be the woman in charge of your business model, your pricing, and your messaging to win in any market. So let's dig in. In this first training, we're going to focus on some examples from different categories so that you can begin to see the pattern and how this might work in your life or business. So sometimes you need to see it so you can be it. And for this, I am going to send you back to a couple of Life After Corporate episodes. One is my interview with Judy and Linda. So Judy Schoenberg and Linda Lautenberg, the founders of Evolve Me. And when we first started working together, they were planning a weekend retreat for women who were reclaiming their careers in midlife after either a career pivot, they want to make a career pivot, or they had an interruption in their career as they took some time to just raise their families and take some time off. And so Judy and Linda were creating their Reinvention Collective, which is an amazing experience for those who are returning to the workforce and wanting to regain their confidence, make their LinkedIn profiles sing, and really step into their power and who they are right now and what their value is, and stepping into their value and owning it. And so they brought the Reinvention Collective online with my support, and we did a complete digital marketing strategy around it. And over the course of the last 9 months, they have served more than 50 women in the Reinvention Collective, and that's brought in some significant revenue for them, revenue that they didn't have the prior year. And so we talked yesterday, we had a quick catch up, and they're really excited with everything that they've been able to accomplish and the women that they've been able to impact. So now we're looking at what's next in the product portfolio. So when we work together in the launch lab, one of the things that we do is have a singular focus. Let's pick one thing and let's build it out, and let's build it out really well. And let's test it and validate that idea so that you have 100% confidence that this is exactly what women want, and or whoever your client is, not necessarily women, that this is exactly what your clients want and that they'd be happy to pay for that value. Another story I have is from a few years ago, Sharon Yip, who's the founder of Crypto Tax Advisors. She was a tax accountant in a big consulting firm. And when she made the leap, she said, "Deb, I've just quit my job and I'm launching my business." I said, "Sharon, that is fantastic. What will you do?" And she said, I'm going to be a tax accountant for small businesses." And it was one of those moments where I wanted to go, wah, 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 wah. But I said to her, "Sharon, do you know how many tax accountants there are out there working with small businesses? How will you ever differentiate yourself? I think you need to go find the gap in the market. What is that strategy that everyone else is missing?" And Sharon had been dipping her toe in the water of cryptocurrency trading and realized that at that time, this was several years ago, the government hadn't wrapped their heads around taxation and how to tax cryptocurrency gains and cryptocurrency trades. And so she quickly educated herself, became the de facto expert in cryptocurrency taxation. And then she started training other tax advisors in how they could work with their clients who were trading in cryptocurrency. And she also started working with some active traders, some high net worth individuals who were having huge, huge trades in the cryptocurrency space. And so she's a private advisor to heavy traders, but she's also someone who teaches other tax accountants. So her business has exploded. At this point, she has 4 full-time staff and 9 subcontractors that she's working with, and she's on track to hit 7 figures by the end of this year. So when you find that gap in the market, I know I'm really drilling this home, but when you find that need, that gap in the market that no one is filling or no one is filling really well, and you can carve out a space and a unique value proposition around that, then that is the foundation on which you build your business. So my journey was not a straight line. When I left the corporate world, I got my health coaching certification and I started working with clients on their physical, emotional, and spiritual health. And it was a very, very rewarding practice. It was very reflective of where I was in my journey and how I was reinventing my life in midlife from that healthy perspective. And then I realized so many of my clients, about half of my clients, were divorced and looking for love again. And I was having great success in the dating world in my 50s. And I was having a great time meeting fabulous men and having a great relationship bloom and grow, that I decided to help them navigate the wily waters of online dating and meeting people in an online way. And so that was rewarding. I had a program called The Great Do-Over, Rewrite Your Love Story. I still have a Facebook group with 500 women who are still pretty active in there who are looking for love. Many of my clients actually found fabulous partners. Some of them actually got married and have a new family, and they're exceptionally grateful and super happy in their life. But that wasn't the end for me. It wasn't until my son went to college and he just graduated. So this was 4 years ago, where I was sitting at the dining room table thinking about what's next. And the thought came to me, and at that time it wasn't really formed into the Launch Lab, but it was like the Passion Project Incubator. How would I help other women using my significant expertise and experience in launching services? How would I help them have more success? And, that's when I launched the Launch Lab. So just a couple of our Launch Lab success stories, and I'll be sharing how you can create a business model with the right pricing and standout brand messaging that makes you an in-demand expert in your category in these next few trainings. So there are 3 things that you need to have a successful business. Number 1 is a problem that needs solving. 2, an ideal client willing to pay you to solve that problem. 3, a standout value proposition that enables you to stand apart from your competition, because everyone has competition, my friend. And even me, you know, I'm starting to see more business coaches arrive on the scene. And even though I know no one really has my experience of the 25 years in the corporate world of actually launching real service-based businesses and being really good at it, it still feels like people are looking and sounding similar to me. And so it's important that you're always vigilant in how you're describing your value and how you're presenting yourself to your market. So now, one important note, you don't have to have a huge email list or tons of social media followers in order to launch a business. This Launch Lab methodology works with a very small group of people who meet your ideal client profile. As part of your business launch strategy, you will be giving potential new clients an inside view of what you have to offer, and we will be inviting them in to take the next step with you. But before we get there, We want to get your business structure and your pricing right. And that's what we'll be covering in our upcoming sessions. But there's one more thing that I want you to know about before we close. We want to package, price, and message your offerings to appeal to your target client. And to do that, you need to first figure out what you're offering and how you price it. And right now, you might be thinking that I'm not sure I have what it takes to launch my own business. I don't like to sell. I'm afraid I will turn people off by trying to push my services on them. So first, good for you for raising the issue. Selling is definitely a huge part of the entrepreneurial journey, especially as a solopreneur. Yet sales is the lifeblood of your business. And when you're authentically delivering great value and then extending an invitation to those who are ready to work with you, then you're just making an authentic offer. You can't possibly push yourself onto someone or be too salesy. You know, we can spend hours breaking down the sales process, and maybe we'll do it in a future session. But for right now, I invite you to notice the negative thoughts that come up for you around selling your services. And maybe it's a great practice for you to start writing them down in your journal. And let's release them there for now. We can always come back and deal with them later. But for the next few sessions and next few episodes in Life After Corporate, I invite you to just release any of the negative thoughts that are coming to you. Our brains are processing 70,000 plus thoughts a day. 80% or more of those are negative, and they're repeating thoughts that are flowing around in your mind minute after minute, hour after hour. And my friend, this is what's driving your bus. So as you notice, as you become aware of negative thoughts, I invite you to write them in your journal and just deposit them there for now. We'll definitely talk in a later session about how to deal with your inner critic. In our next episode, we're going to cover different business models that work for different types of audiences and offerings, and how to choose the business model that'll work best for you, your clients, and your lifestyle. I'm also going to share with you how not to structure your pricing. This is super important because you want to get your pricing right from the start. With the right pricing model, you can bring leverage into your business and reduce your pressure to have a ton of clients by offering a high value proposition to a few. It's the best way to get started in your business. But right now, I want to hear from you. What does being able to launch a scalable business mean to you? Hop on over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and we can carry on the conversation there. I'd also love it if you'd let us know what you think about the show with a review on iTunes. It means so much for me to hear what topics and episodes hit home for you. And share the show with your friends. Click on the nearest share button and share to your social channels or people in your world who can benefit. That's it for now, my friend. I look forward to welcoming you back next week when we talk about what business model is right for you. Take care. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.